Today's daf is Maseches Bab Metzia, daf Samech Aleph. Our discussion begins in Amud Aleph, where Rava asks why we need separate Torah sources for the prohibitions of ribis, of interest, of stealing, of gezel, of onah, of exploiting. So after fascinating back and forth in Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a drasha, an explanation why we have these separate concepts. The words lo tignovu, which is in Vayikra Yudtes Pasuk Yud Aleph, already says lo tignov. We have it in the Sereta Dibrot, all the way back in Parshat Yitro. Since Torah seems to be repeating itself, why do we need these seemingly superfluous mentionings? So what Rashi explains over there in the Sereta Dibrot, lo tignov is referring to kidnappings. It's taking people, not about taking people's stuff. And in truth, we don't need an extra verse to teach me that I may not be mechaser mamon chavero, to lessen the money or the possessions of somebody else, which we call, also known as stealing, because I could learn that from the prohibitions of ribis, of charging interest, of exploiting people's money, both forms of stealing. And therefore, what do I learn from lo tignovu? So I learn from lo tignovu, the Gemara says, that I may not steal amenat lemekat. I'm not allowed to steal in order to harass a person, to cause them tsar, to cause them pain, to enable that person, or, says the Gemara, to enable that person to gain the double payment, but he knows that he's not going to accept it. So what Rashi doesn't tell us, the parameters of this stealing, is it a temporary stealing and then he gives it back? Or is that not even problematic to take it for a couple of minutes? Has to be that he has stolen from this person indefinitely, but he doesn't actually care about the item. He's not interested in benefiting for himself. It's simply to cause pain to the other person. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh, number 244, Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, and the Sefer Achinuch, all say that even if he gives it back after a short time, that's still called gneva. Well, the Ritva and the Shita Mikabetzes disagree. People take something, they give it back. That's not called stealing. Rabbeinu Tam Perishim Kain Kola Olam Ovim Balavzeh. So the Ritva says the whole world is transgressing this. You take something, you give it back for a short time. Is it in a funny way to harass the person? And therefore, they explain that for the action to be categorized as stealing, it has to be le'olam. It has to be indefinite, but with intention of causing pain and not for personal gain. Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Ches, Shulchan Mishpat Shin Mem Ches, Siv Aleph, beginning that this halacha is brought down, afilu derech schok, afilu amenas lahachzir, you're not allowed to even do it as a joke. You're not even allowed to do it with intention to give it back. But it doesn't take a side in the debate in the Rishonim of the length of time. Ketzos HaChoshen in Shin Mem Ches Siv Katan Aleph says it's best to practice the stringent approach of the Rambam not to steal for even a short period with intention to return. And it seems that that is a Torah prohibition. This language of the Rambam, not to steal, derech schok, the Gra writes in his commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's based on the Gemara's line that a person steals in order to benefit the other person in the double payment that the Shlumi Kefil. The Achronim discuss what level of responsibility this thief has at the minimum if it gets stolen from him, or does it even include if something happens to it beyond his control? As well, does this type of theft invalidate the thief from being a witness? Is it seen the same way as regular geneva? On the flip side of all of this, we find instances where a joke kind of stealing is permitted. One area was makom shenagu. Sometimes you have, that's the custom where it is. The Gemara in Sukkah, Memhei describes how after the davening on the seventh day, the children would remove the lulavs from the binding and eat the etrogim, and this wasn't considered stealing. Tosfot on the spot is melamed zchus. He says, oh, you have people go to weddings and they ride these horses and they spar and they fight with each other. Sometimes they tear each other's clothes, which is causing a loss to the person. He says that's not considered stealing from the other person because it's for the purpose of Simchat Chatan, but it's only B'makom Shenaga. We also find the language of the Gemara in Pesachim in the context of Yachat. So we break the middle matzah, Fikomen, it says Chotvim Matzot B'Lel HaPesach. Steal the matzot on Lel HaPesach. The goal, of course, is to keep the kids awake, not to actually teach them how to steal. The Ramah as well discusses, as we mentioned in the past, regards to Simchas Purim, that people would cause some kind of damage to each other was permitted on Purim. There are also instances in Shas where there is Kavana LaTova, where the whole orientation of why the person is taking something is for a good purpose. It could be permitted. It's discussed two examples. A teacher who takes away the ball that the kids are playing with, the students are playing with in class to teach a lesson, or the Sefer Chassidim permitted a son who is concerned that his father would lose all of his money to go ahead and quote-unquote steal from the father to make sure that he wouldn't squander and lose all of his money, all of his sustenance.